ever go to Margaret and want to go to school, we will furnish our book, the economic, but then you have to buy your own book.
Okay. Elmer, on your question about the gun safety training that you're going to be implementing sometimes in the future, right? What would be the best way to go about this and make sure that we have a good handle on this? And what I think we're driving at is the prevention of accidents. You know, while you have that training, we need to make sure that you know, no accidents happen during your training of your gun safety. I think it's a good training. And our kids need it. They need it to have that good training on the weapons, because I think the weapon is not a thing to play with, and it should be used properly and used for what it's made to be used. So I have no problem with that training. I think it's just so we have a good handle on it. I don't know about the...
Mr. Chairman, the only thing that I have a question is, are you going to get certified for that? Yeah. Since we have licensed boat operators, I think that we should be certified in gun training too. So, for that purpose, for safety.
And there's on your budget, 97, there's a couple of things that I see. There's the airline transportation and marine transportation. Airline transportation, I don't think we can do that much, all right, but how about this marine transportation? Why are we spending about $20,000?
On marine transportation, it's new regulations, and you'll find that as you go through tasks and do your own tasks, you have to have drivers that are Coast Guard licensed. So those are independent contractor people. We need lawyer cert. We need
Okay, let me question that. Who carries the insurance? Does that apply to have life boatmen?
Managed our insurance for Elmer, and we've been working the past 2 years making sure that either the driver is insured or that during the duration of the camp that Mariner covers insurance on that boat. But right now the insurance coverage is for the boat operator himself. But for the past couple of summers we've been covering insurance for Elmer's operation.
One other thing that I'd like to bring out is if we're going to use these licensed boatmen, they should carry their own insurance, not covered by NANA, not covered by us. They should be equipped like what the Coast Guard says. I have licensed over 510 certificates before. And I know all the procedures on that. So if we contract with any boat operator, that boat operator, when he contracts with us, he should have all the safety equipment in the boat and carry his own insurance so that we won't be liable for what happened. Yeah, I understand that, but other boat operators should carry whatever, like life jackets, you know, in that boat that I worked this summer, it costed me $1 to go into a skiff. You know, these kind of boat operators, they always remind their own crew that it cost them to go into a skiff without a life jacket, and I did. And I had to pay that $1 to that, not being careful. So I'm glad that, we just got to make sure that our children are covered, safely. And make sure that, if you have a person and you're contracting with a boat operator, that one of you should check, see if that boat is well equipped according to the Coast Guard regulations.
I think what I probably like to see is let's look at this some more and see where we can go. Maybe there's a way that we could, we got IRAs, that probably could help us out on this, reduce this cost of marine transportation. Maybe there's a way to do it, I don't know. I mean, it won't hurt to ask and find out, so we could use this at least $15,000 and this $20,000 to something else to better our super camp. I think we're still in the past, and I think we're drifting off to too much on the on whatever. But I'd like to see something, research being done, so we can try to reduce the cost of this transportation. The air transportation, I don't think that we can do much, but this marine transportation, I think there's a way that we can, might be.
Always people that get sick and all those things that we need to go pick up from the harvest. So if you keep them safe, you need to have
Maybe we need to have somebody put on the IRA jacket, put a big sign on the back of it, a big IRA on it. Go for it. Jonas?
We order, one of the things that I wanted to question was, I wonder if a Coast Guard would work with us to have some kind of waiver on some of these things, you know. I know that the boats that we use are not Coast Guard inspected. I know that for sure. Because when I was a towboat captain, I used to be able to sign my boat off and the barge to the Coast Guard, and the Coast Guard inspector comes. But these boat operators are not Coast Guard inspected yet, and I'm wondering, maybe we could question the Coast Guard, see if there's anything that we could do away with through a waiver. We have insurance for the children. But there's some things that might be starting to get a little bit expensive to us. And I think the Coast Guard needs to understand that. I know the Coast Guard is tough, but they understand too. You need to talk to them, but you'd have to know the Coast Guard in order to talk to them. I'd be willing to volunteer to talk to some of these Coast Guard people.
Elmer?
The question that came up last year is, I was going to try and get my 110, get my 110 license. And something that came up, I was talking about the camp that we're doing, and he's going to bring it back to Juno, he's going to talk to the commander about it, and I thought he would call it from here, and told him about what my job was, and Bob Winters already knew about that.
That's good, because we're not going to have enough money one of these years to cover this kind of expense. And
we're working on that. As a matter of fact, I need to call Bob Winters and tell him to
Yeah, and I think that's what Levi is trying to say. You know, this figure is going to climb up every year, and we're not going to be able to afford it, not unless our agencies give us a hand on the cost. You know, I don't think that NANA can do it alone. Maybe these contributions going to have to come up too, in order to meet the cost. You know.
Tommy, did you have your hand up?
Yeah. I had a couple of times.
All right.
Cover, like, you have rolling lights,
For your information, we did have one driver this summer that was accused of having alcohol on his breath. And I called the Coast Guard. It was all hearsay, but I called the Coast Guard to see what the rules and regs were. He was not driving the boat, but he had an assistant who was driving the boat. But after that, we never used this driver for the remainder of the summer. But even that hearsay, I was not there. There were some people that reported it to me, and we stopped this person from driving immediately because he was the captain of the boat, but he had a driver who was driving the boat. And that's okay, according to the Coast Guard, if you have another driver driving the boat, because this driver is trying to work on his hours to get his license to keep. But that's any information, and it could happen, and it could happen again in the future.
Okay, if that happened again, you don't need to go to the Coast Guard. You can go to the state troopers and handle that real quick. And the state troopers can go to the Coast Guard. Yes,
I don't know anything about the Coast Guard, but it is illegal in the state of Alaska to operate a boat while under the influence of alcohol, and it is a criminal offense. And it's very similar. It's called like a DWI. The only difference is your driver's license is not taken away from you, but all the other penalties that apply to DWI apply to operating a boat while under the
influence. Okay, this person was not operating a boat.
I know, but that was the original question, so just to let you know.
Thanks.
Okay, the rule states now in the Coast Guard, you have an assistant. That assistant has to have a permit or a license also to be an assistant. It can't be in process, that just because it's on process, this assistant can't take over the boat. And this is the law in the Coast Guard.
But I think this would apply to the state law rather than Coast Guard too, right?
What?
If the person was driving under the influence.
If the person is operating a vehicle which includes the boat under the influence, that's a violation of state law. But if someone else is operating on it, then, like, if I'm 3 sheets to win and someone else is driving my car who's sober, I'm not operating my car. Someone else.
Okay, do the same way.
Right.
Okay. Well, I don't know how far we can go with this, but I think what we need to do is just make sure that our staff that works in the Cebu and make sure that I have a good knowledge of these and take whatever action they need to take. But I still think this $20,000 should be knocked off somehow. And I don't know how it is, but I think there is a way that we could bring it. But we need to look at it.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, Martha, would it be possible maybe to let either Levi and I know when the Coast Guard comes up here for any classes? Maybe we could question some of these that we talked about this morning. You know, like a waiver for some of these things here. Because we need to make the Coast Guard understand too, it's costing us to be able. I mean, that's fine if our people are getting their license, you know. That's great. But Levi's concern is this figure will probably be a little bit further up next year. Yeah.
With that, if there's nothing else, then we'll take That's all you have on nursing? Okay. Thank you for the report, Mandy. And we'll take a 15 or 10 minute break. 15 minute break. Aye.
Yeah. first of all, when you drink alcohol, and understand that alcohol just isn't limited to what we think it is, like R&R and 151, beer and stuff like that. They redefined it so that that Lysol stuff and other products that have alcohol in them, the indicator can use it for the human consumption. That means they stop the person intoxicated before the booze or the person gets to the village. That is a Class C misdemeanor, and that has a maximum penalty of 3 months in jail or $1,000. Okay. So that's a different kind of car, if you're going to think. Now, if you drink over a certain amount of alcohol in your village, you can be charged with a felony. And importation can also be a felony offense. And that is 16 fifths of whiskey, 12 per case, so a case and a half, and that's a felony level. More than 5 cases and 7 cans of beer, or 32 fifths of one. And if you have that much or more, that makes it a felony crime. And if it's a felony, the maximum penalty is up to 5 years in jail and or a $50,000 fine. But even though I talk about the maximum penalty, you have to understand when people are charged with felony offenses, the law says that if you're a first felony offender, like holding a felony importation, you only get a sentence of about 2 years in jail maximum, unless there are things which would make it more serious. And you should probably get less than 2 years in jail. And that's a state law. So although I talk about the maximum, understand that there are rules, is that just because you do it, you don't get the maximum. The other thing you should understand is, because we were talking about DWI earlier, driving while intoxicated is now a felony offense. And if you have 3 DWIs in 5 years, your 3rd DWI is a felony offense. And you have to serve a mandatory minimum sentence of 120 days in jail. Now, I just want to tell you something. Let's say you were convicted of felony importation or sale of alcohol without a license. That's a felony.
It would help, you know, on the penalty of violation of these laws, you know, to pass on to our young people.
And I spend a lot of time doing it. I know a lot of people get upset when they see student games suspended. You know, they sometimes go, oh, what's all that mean? But the reality is that before we start sending folks to jail, we really do want to give them a chance to do better, and change their ways. We have gotten quite a bit away from doing this specifically, but it's that folks do understand that it's serious.
Yeah.
And to this to me, you know, you know the new domestic violence law that if you're charged with assault of a family member or relative, first of all, the police are required to arrest somebody. If they go to a home and there's a domestic violence situation, the police have to arrest somebody. That's what the law says. Two, when that person comes in front of the judge for their bail, the judge is not allowed to let that person go back home. And if the person goes back home in violation of that order, they are charged with a new crime.
Mr. Chairman, can I tell you something? Okay. You're unconscious, not unless you change within the last 6 months, you know. Many of our city policemen here would tell families that that person has to break the law first in order to put them in jail. And then, you know what happened. It happened, and then, and later, they put somebody in jail after it happened.
After it happened. And the answer to that is, if there is a family, it used to happen a family member would end up come home and cause all sorts of problems. And people would say, we don't want that person home when they drink. Okay? Now, one thing you can do is you can get what's called a domestic violence petition.
Yeah.
That is not a criminal thing. That is a civil order telling that person to stay away. To get one of those petitions, okay, you have to show that the person committed an act of domestic violence. And let's say the person came home one time drunk and they threw stuff around the house and you were scared. That's good enough to get that petition. Now all that says to that person is you have to stay away when you're drunk. I will tell you that people don't remember that stuff. And those are not effective orders when you word them that way. You have to say, you stay away and you can go get treatment. But if the person should violate the order and come to the house, then that is a criminal charge and the police just come and arrest the person and take them away. The other thing about this domestic violence
the things that's happening is if you are convicted of a misdemeanor, domestic violence assault, you are not allowed to have a weapon. Now, that means that if you want to go buy a gun and they go do the Brady check, you're not going to be able to get the gun. That's one, because you have a conviction. Two is, we know that the federal law will not be enforced, but it is important for people to start being aware of that consequence, because maybe not by the year 2000, but by the year 2030, that law may start being enforced. So it's not just felons who have to be, if you're convicted of a felony, it's not just that situation you've got to be concerned about. Now, you know, they're making certain kinds of misdemeanors and stuff, and that's important for our people to know.
Let me ask you one more question. Okay, on a domestic violence complaint, can a person be arrested for protective custody?
No.
No.
What used to happen is people would immix, they would go to the house, and the cops would arrest them and put them in protective custody, and after 12 hours let them go. That's what used to happen.
But it's not anymore.
It's not happening anymore. Cops do not take people into protective custody because of liability. And so now everything is done very formal and very by the book. Now there are communities in Canada where people have this problem, and so what they do is they take the person, tie him up outside of the house, and then after he's sober, they let him come in. That is a community. I mean, we all know what the concern is. The concern is, you know, we really don't want the criminal stuff. We want some place for the person to go, but I'm saying the system doesn't work that way anymore, and maybe a community response like that might be response, you know, might address the problem.
So even if somebody's real drunk and bothering a family, then it's just got to go on and on and on.
Unless you get, if they're real drunk, they're a family member, and they're causing fear for safety or concern for safety, you can call the police and say, this is a domestic violence situation, I want an arrest. If the police say no, then what you can do is say, okay, contact the on-call judge, I want him to do a domestic violence complaint. And that's the other way. There is a, now, first of all, I understand that when we talk about domestic violence, we talk about the woman being the victim, and that's generally true.
It is a civil order. That means that it's not criminal. It's only when the order is violated does it become a criminal case. So if the person obeys what the order says, they won't get in trouble. If they disobey, then they do get in trouble.
A person goes to talk to you from the village, and then
the trooper then goes to the judge and asks for a search warrant. The search of the box in the possession of Joe Smoke, based on what Bill X said. He will get a search warrant. Let's say that Joe Smoke is in the village starting to unload his boxes during the sweat. The DPSO got this phone call, okay? And because they're in the sled, do y'all remember how he used the box to the vehicle? Mm-hmm. Or is that just me? Anyone remember? Mm-hmm. Anyway, so the DPSO goes by the sled and kind of kicks the sled, and here's people live by it. I have this report that says the guy was bringing in the booty. I kicked the sled and I heard that it sounded like box. I'm going to seize that box. I can't open it, but I'm going to seize it, take it, and I will apply for a search warrant. And so he calls possibly to get a search warrant. He may or may not get it. The third way it happens is they're in the village, he's unloading the box, and the DPSO comes up and says, "Hey, Joe, how are things going? Pretty good. What's in the box, too?" I mean, they're great. We had these. Okay, that lets them take the box and open it. Or they can say, "Can I open the box?" And Joe says, "Okay." And it's done with permission, and they can open it and then. Answer the question?
Yes.
There's a lot of ways it can be done.
Thank you.
I'm not clear on that last one before, what was this? If there's a problem, they've got to call the courthouse or the woman's shelter. Most of these things happen in the middle of the night, so basically they're not going to be able to. Is there any way to have that form in the village that the city or IRA?
First of all, it's my understanding that the DPSOs have those forms, that the village officers do, or the IRA do, for the petition. That's item one. Item two, the example we were talking about was not what was happening at the time. When it happens at the time, okay, like the thing that just call the DPSO, they take the sign up. I mean, this is that's causing a problem. And that's a criminal way of handling it. The civil way is nothing has happened yet, but stuff has happened in the past, and I don't want it to happen in the future. So that's when you go to the criminal shelter.
And the places without a VPSO, where would they go?
You know what? Those are all real good questions, real good problems. I would say that's what the village is calling for, the women's shelter. There's going to be a conference for the women's shelter. by. Come on, 5 minutes. Okay, yeah.
I have a question. This might clarify more because on the domestic violence.
Yeah.
If the grandparents or whoever fill out these domestic violence forms and tell their grandson or whoever to stay away from a home when they are drinking. And, but if that person is sober, he can be at the home dwelling. Okay, that's what I wanted to clarify, is that
if the order says stay away when intoxicated, that means they can't be at the home when they're intoxicated. But they can be at the home when they're sober.
Okay,
but I want to say something about that because it's a real problem. The fact is that when you get one of these orders, and let's say it was the way, stay away when you're intoxicated, when the person is intoxicated, he doesn't remember these orders. And so if he's always been going home, then when he's if the order says, stay away and I want you to get some treatment, and I don't want you coming back so you have the treatment, then he knows he's got to stay away. And that's why I understand the heart part of this, but I'm real concerned about that, because in effect what you're saying when you say that is, okay, I'm going to call the police when he comes to the house drunk, and then I know the police will have to take him away.
Yes, yeah. That's the thing that I want to make sure, because a lot of elders won't fill out those forms because it'll take their son away completely away, because it'll,
right.
the harmony will come back the minute the person sobers up.
Okay.
And then.
And when you fill out the form, you're in control of what the order says. But if the person is arrested for domestic violence, nobody can control the law, so they ain't going home.
Thank you.
Right now, in the years we have no DPSO, we've had them doing the relatives. We have one from out of town.
It is really a difficult job in an EPSO, especially in a village where you've got family. But maybe the thing to do is to, at a future meeting, invite Sergeant News or Domus T, I think it was them, to a meeting to talk about those problems, and they can talk about the problems. They, their folks that are doing that meeting has been a way to help.
Thank you. Good. Jed? Thank you. On this letter on November 6th, that these folks are coming to Constable to have meetings. I think we need to have a representative from our elders council, since we have two of them that lives in Constable, along with Elmer Goodwin and Jonas and this Elmer here. If one of you at least could be in that to represent our elders, would be nice. I don't think we could, anybody else. If anybody, one of you that are here in Constable at that time, would invite you to attend that meeting, because I think it's something that we need to support and to to give a backup or the support that we can give. Anything that to do with our young people, we need to have a full support from the elders. And anything that to do with our, to help our young people. Thank you. All right, let's go down to a trip to subsistence meeting. Elmer, this Elmer.
Okay, the subsistence
Sue Nagalu, Levi, Charlie Curtis, Yok Kuk Lunuk Pik Mada, Don Wak Duk, Basin, Subsistence Representative Mukama, Elixir Yun Tuk, Paul Lakminga, Asin, Khan Pak Tony Tesamani, Yok Lunuk, Worldly One in Anna Region, Mipika Kakuta, the Borough, the Assembling It, Don Wak Duk, Sili, Mani Yatkut, Board member me Don Wahadik Duk, Nana, Nana Board, and some KIC, Don Wahadik, Wasin Yu Wok, Otok Kananin, Lissingin, Li, Malikunuk, Charlie, so that's the first topman, Nana Mun, it took everything in Yunuk, Malikumnuk, Kusamanda Yashin Yuva, kati mak matali yo lunuk ki anik le ra onuk ping ni kala tu li ta ro tok kana khati ra khuit ta ko ti kawat ta na governor proposal selena ta na 40 majum ta na yo lunuk seli present tak mata kai cik mata tuna tapi tu ngapuk mal Ya Allah, ini malik tuk, tuk kenat, tuk kenat, seperti itu dulu. Kesemuanya isi nyuruh kasi makap tak, nyuruh lelik pun mana, han ngurah utak, tak nalik han ngerep lugu. State dauna, state jam, governam, proposal langa, kuktul lapar lugu, inyuruh kap-kap ingin lugu, aglan, Federal government, Satna, Park Service, Kutigundlu, Federal Fish and Wildlife, Kutigundlu, Makununa, Ola, Ninganikchok, Satna, Pitura, Lakluhu, Kutigati, Udli. Suli, Inilagluhu, Inyu, Vod, Inyu, Penny, Kisenik, Inyu Nes Laptigun, Tamat Kununa, Angwore Tigut, Kisenik, Inyu Nes Laptigun, Inyu Lakup Lugu, Tema, Inyu Rupi Lakat, Yok Kisamali, Inyu Chapta, Barbara Pianacek, Chairman Naktakuti Ngubani, Kati Makapta Tema 2 days, Chairman Naktakutakut Lugu, Manu Yekunin, Ukapti Lakara, Asin, Ingmini Kukaksiak Tangit, Chok Ikayok Lugu, Mas Mako, lead up ka untuk Hatsuro dami Hatsuro tuk ikayok lugu tak nau ba Mikleok tali na kuni yaktuk na pati moral lak tingkata kuta Misa akit kabut pichera hating Kit madaku yal lak tuk suna alu Misna Atap seri dauting pingin mata Sunero lak tayin yaktuk tuk mata We are in Lakuk. I see the Tamani courtyard. Langap Kahunuk. Yo Palawati of Nanakut. I'm going to answer the day. Sunak. What's up to you?
I think that's fine.
Yeah. Aglanuva. Sipli Yaptonga. Group of Tirunli. Elder Duko. Aglakti umanyak pataya na aglakti kukluwit kaba naman. Task force sa kilangan temel is masuk na eksi. Unang nga ato timik it kilimik sa si sa last kami ni tema inyo pa katapit. Then native pa katapit tapko task force sa kastangay kaba naman. Tawag muna subsistence kun. Wangalay na ako wilak lugo tema kukupapit nun. Nikliitigin lagi ka. Governor una, Hatsu Rodik, inyupay kong taat na subsistence in nami, ang uwarati o tisenik, inyunet na raw kong sili, tam na, talang may lahat lalo ni, tam na, isaktang raw, tam na chinik task force sa kakuklugo, isumatigin lakuguli, nalang nigalaw kamata sa mani, governor, first day, task force up to Maumee. Then Anik Sigman of Kamik. Now Roma, the Khalib, the name of my southeast, Min, Sidom, support Sagalau Migatir, Aglan, Tap Kunanga, Okunanga, and you pay on with Johnny. Sangi, you regal like as well, the Willis, you must get Luta, not with me to take it later. Hanulu, Manang Meet, Yavilovich, you pet. You pay to me, you pay any care of not meet Bethel area, Crystal Bay, Tribalaf Island, Sisko, which pay you for what? What a darkness, Phoenix, Yala, Louis, Task Force, Sakso Naomi. Physics, Sanga, in the world, luck, Martin Pit, you will eat, Nick Lee, Pitty, Laka, Jonas, Rubert, the Muck, with the Glan, and you don't know what, but. If you went to no, to Nagalu. Sandy Jong Raktu, look at the Maroni. A grand over, a lot to laugh, Louis. At Latamba, I'm an admit Tarasi, to Tarasi Tigasi, to the Tigasi. Happy stay, that stay, you see. Nah, in the lay south sea, the young of Mel sea, not the luxury. The chair a lot more that. For your own labor. What is to take up our sea? Soon I look. In a yak for a kitty.
Who was going to take charge of wildlife, you know, preservation. This is what mostly they were talking about. If you look through it now, the water won't have cocked it, cut up, but it would start to get a cup there, it's the man now. Make it look to the room, for the handy. A gland, care over, at a next on that, but it would come at Kununa and war at you. State or the federal government, the Rumuna, Samno, Parat Lura, La Tru, the money, the Parayat. But the ma hearing Naktak to the ma, Nanipayar and my ticket to develop Miradi with Tuk, money, hearing out it took. That's a ma hearing a alarming. And of the ma. Maybe if those hearings are going to be held here in Kotzebue 2 or any other village in our area, I would suggest that our organizations or NANA would have even some of our
elders be shown in that hearing. Enough, you have anything else? But.
Some right now, I guess, in Washington, D.C. Hearing out Nalichin Mark Napto, Ilaka Hoding, Kunatna, Manila Kudnilu, Borod Kudnilu, Manila Kudnin, Suwalu Kudna, Ilaka Hoding, Sama, hearing out Nalichin this week, Sama Dabruma, hearing out Ada Kaguru, Kanuk Namuktilanga Dabruma, Ilisimabog, Tambazumuna subsistent kunumuna upakmada tara uwaut pitlakkaput sawat lakkaput tamanna nirin 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 sobaya hangu rahuta naka ukoro waktu so pitsakut tamannu kawadiri raya taan tuli kukakam uwautahi pijiru pijiminyajut tamanna taan nahat
Wa kami nak put, wa kalian nak piknik, nak put amat dengan nak put sorha, karena dibeli tiga lekat kapit board member, beli tu nak dibeli aku nak tuh, dengan nak kota piruk sor nak put beli dua lek piknik, karena sedikit pun board murak, karena awak tu tiga lekat. Nah, the president of Tignan Lu, Suli, Sham of Tignan, Nanami. Kemba, Kutuk, and Jisim of Migat, Kana Kutuk, Assembly, Tonu Malahrik.
So, Suli, Data, Abrimuna, Kadimaya, or Slap Tigun, it talk. Perlu dikatakan begitu sulit.
Kalau ni lepas ni buat tak mungkin salah. Thank you. about 30 minutes now. Because after that time, if I want to talk, I'll be before you. I was not. So in the Hickleman, Alaskan, you know, coming. And the first is going to see you from Chicago, California, Texas, and all Alaska, substitute. Some amazing women who are living in the city, you will suffer in the family. So that you have those miners, long and so long as such, they chose to live among them.
Yeah.
And then I live. Some of you go, that's when they do. That's a system. It's also an opportunity for them. So that, and we have been in the new state part of the last 40 years or so, my new stuff, but I was sitting in the Sarah, that America, that we were talking about, and we were talking about. But to continue in the our way of life has been healthy for so long as people live there, but not all. They never have to do it. They never allow us to even live there. We keep talking about this system. We know nobody can do anything about it. They can't even defend it. I've been in the world of the economy, like the world of development, like the deep space. When Muscat was money in the bank for us, before jobs, we hunted. Every city, you all know, when you go to Muscat town, I saw these two animals as much as we can. The more, the better. But next year, that new raffle will come up more than ever again. And then we'll probably look up to them while we go. You know, we're talking about that. That in our existing city, in fact, never participating of our animals. But we know we also have conservation. I think of our own. Sometimes when things go low, in the past we'll talk about it. There were for you that not very many of these this year. So we forget all of our about the time that we you know. Nothing else, you know, that I look at that from the floor.
I'm going to go to the house. Saya mana kau tinggal kat sini, karena kau pergi hari ni, dia mungkin lagi mitään pitkäänsä. Että ei ole kotiraatteli. No, katamna amemmat sille ja laahunkat. Nyt laptori ja laahunkat juu amemmatuna. Ja se ei sinua näkö, että nyt tuolla liikkana luulaksot liikkinet. Katna nyt piti kyllä kat. Uvut suhtaa vrmuuna. Amemmatuna ja laahunkat liikkana kun kokkarekkavut. Katna piti kaatikin.
Teku, tapulmuuna pakaajaruudin nunakkeelannun katimmat jahtiliittuut kahdemmokkisut ylisimokkarluut paksoivasunne piljagluu atkataamna aakadarsenakit naruut hinjuveet nuka jahpaluk hinjuveet lakit Subsistence Commission na kakmiti tarama daap kunu na ya kunu ni Gobak and Cape Tools and Stern Subsistence Commission na kakmiti daap kunu ng oni ikayok tik saotit pinyakri tersa at nasiik ni daap ka. Okay, so sulite tabrumuna ripol ngaw tsunama at lamik piksayit subsi karuna open house of the hamani pilla kayak palu gikut na ko pe kallak te upisi tamna pilla te lak pun nei tsu pasi lancam pe ka ngot oke ta hamani tsu open house sa kami ta kadruminga nullak wit che mi courtyard ta mi wit na ti kaktaw mi with Alaska Regal Hotel ngum akeni itomit kagemnya ang mga takamit nung tamak nga Kauklet Marriott mi gata kang nagsaw ang iyo kaksalulo ang gisip mi sangat it nahilugo kinyakan ng inyaksuk tam na lila at sigmadunundi inyaksuk it nahilugo kauklilugo unni sumadik na kuminya inyaksuk tak nali angguat corak tak nasi nak sulit aglatera terhamba ni uka kami kuya tinggil laga tamna na nat kutnik pan nehuding tebe so many years sabaga tak kami suli atau cimi sabal gul itna sabai usil yakting tamat kuninga nulang bingnik all over the world iklatik kling mikni kuya tinggil lugu uka aktu tinggiran laga nan ikut nik pat nak kahone terhamba tahun uang office kanohe takkanan ulang bicak rumang ini gelo kenyek tika diut kapsi diut asi kau fani gitna agai nak tin ulak diut rumamu ni sekti lap diut tak nasi at laka agit kapsi rumat kenyek tik diut tam rumah rumang ikangnya hotel nak ublu ni Lutop luna mitere datna atara pe mitakanne inyo kwaktok lullang mitak datna at lop luni chokik matok mako na lang mitere kenyeru winyak lu lila undi datna nulang ajak bira nengat datna chimi charlim untuk kanani ni kunak nga tikkan la hunuk ta hamunga yau kala ka ngati tu des sin taktit lunuk ta hamali ya ta uta de timit ne ki aglatara ilingisan de kat suliginnya abu kalau orang kalau tu reindeer sa sitjani glo swim panik glo apa kata orang kalau untuk tak ni lini sendiri kita cakap ruginya nak kita kalau kat lini selain itu nak kita tak nak saya kami beli cara set siap dan bukan lagi tu aglah nak kuruk nak kuruk lepas ni hotel kita kena nak kuruk nutup dulu ni itu sama biunya opsi tahun nungat lalu tapi biunya Tara ni nulang itik kisi yahe.
Ambaga, aku kita pakai
mixer. Pakai mixer suli ya?
No, no re, no re. Nik suli ni minyak sop, ubaglan. Agli, jadi tara nani bayar kita waktu kau kalau waktu tu dok kanani elipsi. Tuk kena aku kata kerjit nak kata tanding nak kenyi kata tahu ni agli rasa kenyi kenal rak tu kro kalau tuh benda mana ni surau mungkin ko panik cipta ya ni nak kesi mau waktu kro kalau tuh agli rasa
kemana kuat ingat ketika lekap nak tengat kalau tuh ni kenyi sekarang semua nak kita kena kekau minyak pan tak kesinyo nak ditingin nak tahu tu kuat Kalau angin paling terkuli coba,
jadi naik paling fit dah sini kuwa.
Jadi jalan ke laut sunama itu orang. Airport temu tiket cukup sih, tinggal tikun. Sama tamna hotel kalak senyak lagu, lima lima kayaknya rapi. Malu nih, tidak ada anak kopi rak tu nih kata temu cekap kau nasib. Jadi airport ternaik sih, kaya waktu yang senyak lagu. Me foto di planerat. Aku tahu muna bilang nak kahwin apa lawak cuma
ini pelik naga cawak tau kak menyusuk. Mak nak tadi ini pelik cawak tau kak nih kukili je lorak itu terlalu berat nak ikutkan. Teku, alamik apa? Apa? Oh, okay. Red Dog. Okay.
Frontier said that you guys want to do it, they'll
give four tickets to three tickets to go down and go to Anchorage to do that. So something to keep in mind if you want to do that kind of program again. And I forget for Elmer, I said maybe Palmer, I think Elmer. The other thing is, real quickly, I just wanted to touch on the assembly, how we've made the elders, the new chairman, part of the assembly. And so right now, your chairman sits on all of the assembly meetings. The chairman is on the meetings and just like any assembly member. So, one, I want to urge you to utilize that. If there's anything that you need to know, you can make sure you guys. And the second part of that is I want to urge you to, and I know you've talked to Nana already, I think, about the same thing, but I want to urge you to, and the borough, we can write a letter from the borough too, but I think that we need to have an elder on the school board, the Neelix board, Nana board, and all the major boards, you know, to try to be an elder, and as you've decided with the really helpful assembly to have him there and giving us a good And I would really say the school board, too. I think that would be a good place on the school board of teaching our students.
Mr. Chairman, the Nana board approved in front of Levi and I that two places on the board.
Yes.
So that's in place.
Martha. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. One other thing, while Andy's here too, Andy's running for the assembly again, and his assembly seat, the proxy rep, and Lydia Scott is running also in the same seat. So let us vote tayo gitimosi, gitimun tatama, naku yuminyak tomun, kayo tuto yuminyak tomun. I can't campaign for Andy right now, but go to the polls and vote for whoever you think is will be helpful and useful to our borough.
Before we go into this other one here, I got Barbara wants to.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. yung nanakasi, unung ang pamo mo, naka-engkwit mo, isaktuling yung pinanakasa, riyak, kuya rin nga, akin yung ba, umuna, ikaw yung kaya kahit, help ko, keep late, kasi yung pagma, just early, yung ilisi magat, asam na, jatak, just early, may guwan, tunong niminigusi, tuyo ko si, sa sama, glasi, tama, tangit yung kaya, kinayakas.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you. So take care of clue while we're in this subject, Nakitone. Martha?
Mr. Chairman, I think Maniyak had so much business last time that they met trying to select the president, but I spoke to Ben yesterday that they're going to have another board meeting sometime this week, I think, and they'll probably take care of that letter. But he said that they got the letter, they received the letter that we wrote to them. Mr. Chairman, what tapun will okay yun ilyukta ang mati yung mga isip na tuwok yung nirakti mamnuktuk yung nahunuk ilyosuktok katimaraw ni chiptok kalalaw hindi ako may mga nakuwaluktok mga ito or helmet si ikutik si nalaka meeting fee or nanatuk samoko meeting fee kakudasin for good pagma code katigun makununa isuk luting meeting fee isuk pagma grant sabaka sa ako masuk na kat a grant per diem I'm not a tumarok for kutni I guess they'll be working on adjusting the code to pay meeting fee my next venture see take care of the guard and the lead not to some of the material. We don't walk is in you. We will take a ship to the door for the kind of system. Bring up a power cup singing now. The house in the lead not. So we need some of the wood. Contact the last knowledge. Yeah.
Yeah. I think the borough side marked that we considered everything. We wanted everything.
I think we should do that too with Nana. Okay, one other thing that I wanted to bring up, Martha. We included KIC, right, on the letter?
I think we only did the three organizations, Manila, Nana, and Manila.
Oh, not KIC.
No, no.
If the letter was written to KIC, I was going to have our elders here in Cottonview select the representatives.
But we need to write to school district.
Yeah.
Northwest school district board.
Okay, that's clear. Then we won't bother with KIC, not unless Cottonview elders want to do that too. You want us to remember that.
Okay, anything else that we need to bring up, or anything else that anybody needs to address here? What's this time of the day? Nothing? Okay.
Were there any other volunteers that want to help put on any of these meetings? If you guys can't make it, or if Alma can't make it, can I see a show of hands and we'll put your names down and see if you guys can't make it to a meeting?
You look at it, how was it? You can see, too much. Just name every one of them.
So to get led to log over and play over what market pickles digging, to Nalo, market pickles digging, the Oyuksin Akuruk, the Oyuminaroksi, be involved. We don't want to leave you out. If not, I ask them all our friends now to get to the city, they make a use of the young ship.
Right. Nana, select me as the land committee. When they're having a land committee there, they want me there. So as long as there's land committee meeting in that Nana board, then they select me to sit in that one.
Nyut ko wala flu, na sila ko wala flu. Betawo tuwa. Ko nak nao tingin ni kala flu pukit juhu tingin wo tignin. Aglan, kaman na, inyupet. Kaya magngani niya glan, igle khat, makitadak tayo sa kanulo.
Uba, we got 1, 2, and 3, 4, elders council review, representative review, and alcohol policy and organization, and village report, and elders and visitors comments. Tapko pinyarut kising nokteru. Tuwo tapko sukal ludik village pata. Kan namukarak tung na tuhit this afternoon nune. Ang ilat na yusi late flight takak tun. Okay.
Okay. So Simon sama pisuk nalat. Punya dali kena taksir ini di mesta rumah bulakan agak titik-titik nak semua. Pakai lock luar glandora nak kowe jenis ting milikui jenis nalar ini. Nama saya Simon Simon milik titik nalat. Lalu bagaimana masih cakul wujud nalar titik-titik
yang sama. So sulit eh? Ada
tak? Ini tu mewu tu aku dia awak nak buat fitness di tiga lawak tu sedih. Pad nak kalau?
Ada tak? Tengku. Ubi sumi, sumi tak kuat pada saya sebab tak. Eli yang ni lak tak tak. Kuat kalau tak Eli yang muna gelan. Bisa lak. Wanik klang muna gelan. Wanik klang pun pilih aku tak nak kuat. Walau tu pun nanti nak kuat tak. Angil yang ni lak. This is number 4. Alcohol policy for organization, Martin Whiting. That would be good. Since we're talking about the alcohol, when we make these policies for these organizations, this body, all of us, should be aware of this, and we shouldn't be using that alcohol when we're down here in this meeting, because we're trying to be the leaders. What that not co-cleaning that. Mako organization pinyilak luwit pigibut ase tatna tatni chimik olak titilaguda ubagut ubani angtoluta kadimma yomiyukta tatni chimik ubagut atura otigalugu piyukta sangge kang omnyechu tamna khona ge raksari put ubagut kadimma yakta okta suli tamna tatna organization tatna Pisigilakalu tapko organisasi tu saya mesti ubah-ubah tahun ini tak ni mesti tahu rau di kalugu wani kadimba yak tak tahu ni sangi yuminya itu kau nak saya liu tamna ubah ngani jalan pilkrolut tamna uminga alkohol mikuk kau kangang ni punya pelak terlalu. Anything else on that? Okay.
The school board itself have an alcohol and drug policy, but not the school staff.
Jonas?
I just want to bring up what I read on Albert Sound. I think the teacher, what is the funniest end of the year? Association?
Yeah.
Now the teacher seems to belong to that. I think from the book that policy.
The teachers they form their own union in
Of course, quite a percentage of that.
Can't get into their policy.
Yeah, they have what they call tenure system. And this is the protection they have that they cannot be hired. But it also stipulates that they can be hired for a cause and using drugs and those things are justified as cause for removal. And I think there's no protection. I think that's the reason why they're going to put that stuff. You must try it to be looked at. When you look at them, you didn't know. I mean, I understand the last one.
I have a dictionary of it right here. I wanted to bring it up to you. I'm glad you're talking about it. There's nothing that says we can't touch their union. We could touch their union. We could go to their union representatives. And I want Vami, quote of Panat,